RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Wednesday morning, what's up? Richmond Michael Phillips here, MP on the mic. That's the show, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are live in Ashburn for the second consecutive day. Washington Commanders mini camp, day 2 of 3 today. They'll blow the first whistle in exactly 3 hours later in today's program. About 18 minutes from now, you'll hear from Olamide Zaccheaus, wide receiver for the Washington Commanders. And of course, just so you know, the Mystics won. The Washington Mystics won last night. The Mystics are now 1-12. Thank you for the applause. I'm gonna own this one. I said if they made it past the Caitlin Clark game, that they were home free. They made it past the Caitlin Clark game. I even deputized Hazel to make a Mystics Chase for Infamy sounder for us to play each day during the update. Obviously, that is not going to be the case anymore. Your Washington Mystics 1-12, two wins away now from tying the mark for WNBA futility. Brittany Sykes, she is one of the Mystics stars. She's been out all season with an ankle injury. She came back last night. I was talking to Craig Hoffman. I was on Craig Hoffman's show up in D.C. last night. Craig's a big women's sports fan, big WNBA fan. I said, are the Mystics ever going to win? He said, they're going to win tonight. I said, why? He said, well, Brittany Sykes is coming back, and she's really good. Sure enough, she goes plus 20 in her first 14 minutes of action. According to the Washington Post, re-aggravated the ankle injury, left the building on crutches. So may have been a brief shooting star across the sky there for the Mystics. We'll see what happens with them. But we've waited long enough. Let's get to the main event. That is to say, Washington Commanders practice yesterday and my observations from that. Let's fire it up. I'll get to Jane Daniels in a minute. I know y'all want to hear about Jaden Daniels, of course, who had a great day. I posted a clip to my Twitter. It's Michael P. in RVA. You can watch him during the accuracy throw. He had a fun, he was having a friendly competition with Sam Hartman, Jeff Driscoll, and Marcus Mariota. They were all trying to hit the targets, and Jaden Daniels did pretty doggone well at that. So did Sam Hartman. So did the rest of them. It's a talented quarterback room, but it's clearly Jaden Daniels' team at this point. Also had a lot of kickers in the building yesterday. So in the Brandon McManus fallout, they're auditioning a lot of kickers. My guy was there. I am happy to report that Jake Bates, UFL superstar, was in the house yesterday, was kicking. This is the kid who had 3 60-plus yard field goals during UFL action this season. The UFL is the new incarnation of the XFL, the Spring Football League. He was one of the guys trying out yesterday. I don't know if he'll make it or not, but I'm excited he's in the building because that's the sort of highlight I can get behind. That's how things are going. Here's where I want to start, though, with the Commanders' observations, and that is, we've heard about Jamin Davis playing down to the edge, playing outside linebacker, playing pass rushing, you know, defensive end roles. This is not a drill anymore. This is not a fun one-off. Jamin Davis was a defensive end yesterday during practice. And that's one practice, one time on June 11th. But it looked pretty much like that is his role at the moment. Daryl Tapp is the defensive line coach. Daryl Tapp was the one coaching him up. He wasn't getting coaching from the linebackers coach. What was interesting to me was, obviously, you got your big guys in the middle. John Allen, Deron Payne. Of course, Johnny Newton will be there once he gets healthy. Fedarian Mathis was in there yesterday. Those guys, you know, set the middle. On the edges, traditionally in the 4-3 defense, you've always had guys play with their hand down. You know, on the snap, they push forward. Jamin Davis played standing up, so I think it was an attempt to get him into a look and into a feel where he's a little bit more comfortable, something he's used to doing right, running downhill from that linebacker position. I don't know if he'll make it. I don't know if he'll be any good at defensive end, but that tells me the coaching staff has watched the tape. They've decided they don't need him at linebacker. He's not their guy. And they've decided to move forwards with trying him at other positions. And we saw a lot of that yesterday. During punt and kick return time, Jahan Dotson and Emmanuel Forbes both got a lot of work. I couldn't help but notice those are the last two first-round draft picks before Jaden Daniels, both out there on special teams getting special teams return work. That's not how you want the career arc to go for first-rounders. But these guys, this team, you know, Dan Quinn, this staff, is trying to get the most out of what they've inherited, out of these guys and what they do. Zach Ertz got a lot of run yesterday. A ton of Zach Ertz action. And, you know, I saw him as more of a veteran signing than an actual signing. But same with Bobby Wagner. They were both playing a lot of snaps, getting a lot of run. Could be because it's early. Could be for, you know, training purposes or letting them mentor the youngsters or whatever it is. But I couldn't help but notice they were both getting a lot of snaps yesterday. Mike Sanristel, second-round draft pick, he was running with the ones at cornerback. He was inside with the slot, so your cornerback rotation was you had Emmanuel Forbes on the outside, and then you had Sanristel inside beside him. We'll see how that settles, but I do think they're pretty committed to getting Sanristel out there and getting him out there early, finding a spot for him, finding a way that he can make an impact early and off. I think he's one of those Terry McLaurin-style guys who's going to make an impact, going to be able to get there out there quickly. Also really cool to see Efe Ogbonna out there. He had a brutal injury, so it's good to see him getting some run. Obviously not ready to play yet by any stretch, but the fact that he was back out there was really encouraging after his leg basically got snapped in half last year. So that amount of progress is incredible. All right, I want to play this Terry McLaurin clip. It's long. This is Terry McLaurin. He spoke with us for 22 minutes yesterday, which is a long time to do a podium press conference. Not because we were keeping him, not because, you know, he was up there reading War and Peace. Every time he was asked about Jaden Daniels, he just gushed for a couple minutes. So we're going to play this clip number two, Hazel. We're going to play Terry McLaurin talking about Jaden Daniels. And look, everybody always says they've got their guys back, right? I could play you a million clips of Terry McLaurin saying, oh yeah, I like Taylor Heinicke. Oh yeah, I like this guy. But listen to this. This is next level. Terry McLaurin likes this dude.
I think after the second or third crosser that he threw, I started telling receivers, like, hey, you got to get your head around. You know what I mean? Because, again, each quarterback throws the ball differently and sees the field differently. So sometimes on crossers, a lot of quarterbacks may like to see you cross the ball and get into that open zone over there, or if it's man, flatten it off. They like to see you get open. With him, he has a really good anticipation over the middle of the field where he can make those throws and give you a chance to catch and run. And he's really accountable too. Like, we had a play today where he felt like he missed me, and, you know, it's not a big deal at all. You know what I mean? Him and I could talk through those things, and there's been a play that I've talked to him about I could do a better job of. But, again, like, that open that open form of communication from a rookie, I think, is very rare. And I think it speaks to the confidence. He knows who he is, but he's also not afraid to say when he's wrong. And he knows he needs room to improve. But his touch on the deep balls is amazing. You know, I love getting extra reps with after practice with him, with just catching the top end of a deep ball. That's big for me. You know, I mean, I get to track the ball over my shoulder, and it's big for him to be able to get used to dropping the ball in the bucket. But he just naturally has an ability to throw the ball. He sees the windows really well, and now he's just, you know, continue to get adjusted to the speed and the pass rush. Like, I think he's these reps that he's getting are unbelievable during 11-on-11 because he's getting the field, Payne and Allen and D.A. and Cleveland Farrell. Like, we got some dogs up there who are going to come after him. You know what I mean? And we got some great guys up front who are going to protect him. And so these reps, I feel like, are even better than just 7-on-7. 7-on-7, I think he could do in his sleep, to be fair. Like, he throws the ball really well. But when you get this 11-on-11, two-minute drill, you're putting him in game-like situations, and I'm looking him in his eye, I'm like, yeah, we playing real ball now. Like, we playing, you know what I mean? And you just see no anxiousness in his game and his demeanor, which is extremely exciting. And then, you know, he's extremely lighthearted, and he's always smiling. So he's joking with linemen, D-line. He's just cool with everybody. And like I said, like, for a rookie quarterback to come in like that, where guys are gravitating to him and he's not afraid to be who he is, that's dope. I think he has a bright future for himself.
That's a lot of praise right there from Terry McLaurin, a guy who's worked with a lot of quarterbacks. These guys love Jaden Daniels. We'll talk more about Jaden Daniels, do some more observations as the show goes on. We'll talk about turnovers, some Luke McCaffrey observations, and more takeaways than turnovers, right? The defense causing things. Big show today. We will also give out two tickets to the Outlaw Music Festival, Wednesday, June 26th at Virginia Beach, with Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, and Allison Krauss, your headliners down there at the Virginia Beach Amphitheater, so hang around for that. Again, the breaking news this morning, Jerry West has died at the age of 86. NBA legend. Will commemorate him throughout the day. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Big Wednesday show here. Mike Svetitz joins us at 11, as he does on Wednesdays. We'll go around the NFL in the next segment, but we'll stick with Commanders right now because we are live in Ashburn for day two of Washington Commanders minicamp. After yesterday's practice, got the chance to chat with receiver Alamide Zaccheaus, who you may remember from UVA, was on the Eagles last year, seventh year in the NFL. He's part of a very crowded mix of guys trying to earn a wide receiver spot on this team. Part of the fun is it's really not clear who's going to stand out, right? This isn't the Eagles, you know, thinning their roster and only keeping the best. This is a mix of developmental guys, young guys. You know, do you give De'Ami Brown another chance under a new regime? And decisions like that. And obviously Luke McCaffrey, whose brother is now on the cover of Madden. But please enjoy my chat here with Alamide Zaccheaus.
We're back on 910 The Fan, Richmond's home of the Washington Commanders. And, of course, we know this guy from his time at UVA as well, Alamide Zaccheaus. We're out here. It's about a half hour after practice. You've been in the league for a while. Tell me what's important about this week, this opportunity to be together before training camp, before the summer break.
Really not only just this week, but, you know, the whole OTAs, you know, having, you know, new faces in a new place. It's just so important to, you know, build a foundation going into the break, going into training camp. And, you know, I think we've been doing a really good job of that. And obviously, we have to continue to do that and, you know, finish this last stretch of days, you know, very strong.
You're not, you know, you don't have a background here, but nobody does. It seems like the coaches are new, the players are new. What's that been like, getting to know each other and build something here?
It's been fun. You know, that's the environment DQ emphasizes. That's the environment DQ encourages. And, you know, we're having fun and we're competing at a high level, you know. So it's been fun, and I just can't wait to continue to do it with these group of guys.
What were your first impressions of Jaden?
He's more mature than he looks, I guess.
That's like a fair way. No, he looks young, but yeah. He's putting in the work, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, he's turning in the right direction. You know, we all got things that we need to work on right now, but, you know, we're going to continue to build on that.
That's awesome. And tell me about your NFL journey, how you ended up here, where you see yourself at this stage of your career being able to help out.
You know, I just feel like every year I've gotten better, and this is the best version of me right now. And I know what I can do to contribute, to help, you know, his offense, put points on the board, help his team win. And I'm very confident in that ability. And, you know, personally, I just feel like I'm playing. This is the best version of me, and I'm going to continue to get better. I'm just very confident right now, and I feel really good.
That's cool. What do you take from, like, you know, you're with the Eagles. That's obviously, an organization that has gotten to places these guys want to go. What do you take from that you can bring here?
Just how they go about their work and, their day in and day out. Like, every day is a work day, and nobody's in there slacking off and stuff. And, you know, there's a couple things that you take from, you know, certain players and stuff, like Devontae, AJ, really all the receivers, really. You know, you pick up little things from each of them. But, you just pick little pieces of everybody's game and stuff like that, and you want to incorporate that into your routine or your game and stuff. So, you know, just little things like that.
Nice. What have you learned about these guys? Terry, obviously, his work ethic speaks for itself.
For sure.
Yeah, the rest of the room.
Man, we got some guys in this room. And, you know, I just feel like we all just want to be able to showcase that, you know, at this point of all of our careers. So, obviously, Terry's the most established out of all of us. And I'm sure he feels the same way, whereas there's more that he can do. And I know that there's more that he could do. So we're just going to continue to push each other to be great and, try to get to that next level.
Nice. Well, you mentioned DQ earlier and the way he's bringing people together. How would you describe this team, what you guys have been able to do in this short amount of time?
Just connect with each other. You know, that's been a huge thing. You know, you see people in the locker room just hanging out and chilling, just getting to know each other, playing games, ping pong, cornhole, and just cards. You know, like, there's a lot of camaraderie, there we go, in the locker room. And, that's fun to see, and it's cool to be a part of.
Last minute here with the Lamide Zaccheaus. You keep up with UVA? What's the...
You're
getting closer.
Yeah, I know. Now that I'm only two-hour drive away, so, I'm going to try to get up there a little bit more. I haven't been out there as much in the past, like, couple years, but I'm definitely going to try to get out there a little bit more.
Does that feel wild the further you get for, like, these college kids coming in every year fresh out of that? Like, it gets further away every year.
I know, it's crazy. It's like getting to that point where it's like, you know, those kids coming in are calling me Uncas. So it was like, don't do too much. You know, I'm still young, still fairly young. But, it's cool to see, you know, just knowing, like, where I was there at one point and, you know, kind of all the emotions and things that they have to juggle right now. It's like just trying to, you know, help them, you know, navigate that. It's fun to watch, though.
Awesome. We appreciate the time. Thank you.
That's Alamide Zaccheaus. He's a wide receiver for the Washington Commanders this year. A little UVA love on the team. It's been a minute. Morgan Moses is the last one I can remember. Chase Minifield before that, maybe. We'll dive back into the archives, take a look. But good to have a little UVA representation for the moment. As he fights for his roster spot, I like his chances. Speaking of roster construction, yesterday's practice, obviously Adam Peters was there. He's the general manager who built this team. Bob Myers was there hanging out with him the whole time. I'm intrigued by the long-term role of Bob Myers here. To refresh your memory, Bob Myers built the Golden State Warriors dynasty teams with Steph Curry. He was the architect of those teams, background in basketball. Of course, new owner Josh Harris has a background in basketball as well. Asked if he would come on board, if Bob would come on board to help him find the next coach and general manager. They found Adam Peters, another San Francisco guy, right, with the 49ers. They've been together a lot since, and we've seen a lot of Bob Myers. So whatever that consulting role is, I'm fascinated by. I know the NFL is a very insular world. I don't think there's anything wrong with bringing in an outside perspective, a guy who knows another sport, knows world-class athletes, get his input, get his thoughts on how you can make things better, how you can improve the operations. And as we mentioned yesterday, we were in the shadow of the construction yesterday from the parking lot. They're doing a lot of work there at the facility to modernize it, which is impressive because they don't have to because – I mean, basically every plan they're formulating has them out of there in the next few years. And honestly, the land's worth too much money for them not to at this point. You know, even if you reconstruct it somewhere else, you probably still come out ahead when you sell that land, given its value now in Ashburn, in Loudoun County, in one of the richest places in America, a place where data centers are coming up more of them every day. They're growing like weeds up there. So a lot of Bob Myers as they work towards roster selection. You heard from Olamide Zaccheaus. I think that you've got an interesting mix here, right? You've got two for sure. You've got Jahan Dotson and you've got Terry McLaurin. Obviously, Luke McCaffrey will be there. I don't know in what role, though, how many snaps he'll get. Olamide Zaccheaus probably behind him. De'Ami Brown, Dax Milne, Jamison Crowder, right? None of these guys are guys we're going to stand on a table for and say, you got to take this guy, but all with legitimate claims to make the team, and probably how they mesh with number five, Jaden Daniels, is going to be a big factor in that as well as we roll through the offseason. We'll take a minute to do some national NFL. Marlon will join us with his team of the day, which we always appreciate, get a chance to learn about one of the other teams in the NFL. We'll probably... I'll probably play the Sean Payton clip, too. It's too good not to. Back on the other side, this is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Baseball update is 13 minutes away. We'll slide in some other stuff there, too, on a jam-packed Wednesday show. MP here, Michael Phillips, live from Ashburn. We're in Ashburn, Virginia today, day two of Washington Commanders OTA. Sorry, I keep saying OTA. It's the minicamp practice. It's not optional anymore. This is the minicamp practice. You got to be here. Those are the rules. Or you get fined $16,000 like Aaron Rodgers did. No issues yesterday. Full team appearance by the Washington Commanders. And look, all eyes are on Jaden Daniels. And all eyes are going to be on Jaden Daniels for a while. That's not just because he was the number two overall draft pick. Not just because he's the quarterback. That's because he's kind of exuding cool. And I think a lot of people are noticing this, right? He's getting a lot of national attention. And I don't know that the team is deliberately shying away from putting the spotlight on him. You think about their social media, the billboards, the ads, the communication they do. But they're definitely downplaying it. A lot of that stuff happens well in advance, right? You plan that stuff out in advance, and you don't know who's going to be the quarterback, how they're going to turn out, whether there's going to be, you know, any kind of, you know, draft day surprise, or if Jaden Daniels is going to disappoint. You don't want to set him up for that. This wasn't like the RG3 situation where kind of everybody knew the whole way in. That said, it does feel like we're underplaying how good Jaden Daniels has looked and how much his teammates have loved him. Let's play a little bit more from Terry McLaurin. This is clip number three. Terry is gushing about this kid yesterday. It wasn't just Terry either. We'll play some other guys as well who chatted with reporters after yesterday's practice. But it's a smooth release. It feels like he practices the practice, Jaden Daniels. It feels like he takes advantage of that walkthrough time they do in the morning. And when he gets out to the practice field, he is all business. And he takes care of that business. He moves about effortlessly. He knows what he's doing. He gets his work in. He's got great teammates to work with, obviously. They've responded to him really well. Here's Terry McLaurin on Jaden Daniels.
He's very talented, but he's extremely humble as well. And I'm looking forward to see how he continues to grow. And it's hard to pinpoint when you're around him more. You can really tell, like, he's humble, but he's confident in his ability. Like, he's played at the highest level. He's played against really great competition, and he knows that he can make all the throws. So he's not putting the cart before the horse. He's literally taking this thing day by day, and he's doing a really good job right now.
That's Terry McLaurin. You know Terry McLaurin, of course. Now, Nick Allegretti, he's going to be the left guard this year for the Washington Commanders. He's coming from the Kansas City Chiefs, where he played through a major injury in the Super Bowl, was credited by both Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce with being a major factor in why the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, why their line was able to hold up. Here's the beauty of summer conversation. It was a beautiful day yesterday. We were hanging out after. 93% of our conversation was actually about barbecue. So not really like the stuff great radio is made of, although I could actually talk about barbecue all day. Although he said he loved the Kansas City barbecue, more of an Italian food guy. He's from Chicago. He does the deep dish pizza and he does Italian food. So big Italian food guy as well. But Nick Allegretti, part of this offensive line that, right, if there's a question mark, and we'll dive into this in a second, if there's a question mark, that's where it is with regard to Jaden Daniels and his productivity this year. Here's Nick Allegretti on the quarterback he'll be protecting.
I just love the way he's taking the field every day. Trying to prolong every play, make a throw when he gets an opportunity. First, I haven't showed up before him yet. I'm an early guy. I like to get in here, get in the tubs, work out. I haven't been here before him yet. So he is always here early. Watching film with, the coaches up in the quarterback room. Or
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hanging out in the locker room, talking to guys, he's around the facility a lot. He's talking and, getting along with all the guys, but he's not a super loud personality yet. He's kind of just taking it at a way that I think a lot of rookies should. He's feeling it out, feeling what his role is. And then when he's on the field, stepping up in that leadership role. And it's been awesome so far. It's early, but I really like what I've seen so far.
As offensive lineman Nick Allegretti, and he mentioned one of the things he loves about Jaden Daniels is Jaden's willingness to extend a play, take a shot. And I would say the highlight play yesterday for sure, Jaden scrambled out of the pocket at one point during 11-on-11 and threw it 35, 40 yards downfield to De'Ami Brown. Wasn't set, didn't plant his feet, just flung the ball with that smooth motion of his. Put it at the right spot. De'Ami reached out, pulled it in. A great catch by him, but a great throw in a spot where it was either going to be caught or fall incomplete. There was no room for the interception. Emmanuel Forbes was in coverage, but there was no room for the interception. It was either the dive and catch or the nothing. It was just a sensational placement. One of those things where you could tell, not just that, look, he's got playmaking ability, scrambling ability. We knew those things, but he also knew where everybody was going to be at the end of that play as well. And that's a crucial skill for a quarterback to have as well. He did a great job. They let him run a couple times yesterday. Obviously, the defense wasn't dare going to touch him in those drills, but they let him run a couple times yesterday. Fun to see his speed. I don't think they're going to let him run a lot this season. He's going to have so much on his plate. The durability concerns are already there. I don't think you're going to have him run as part of a programmed run, at least regularly. I think you'll keep him in the passing mentality most of the time. But it was definitely fun to see him do that and see what he could do when he kind of opened up the throttle, so to speak. I mentioned the offensive line. They shuffled some stuff around this offseason. Tyler Biadasz is your center. Ricky Stromberg, who they drafted to be a center in the third round last year, got a lot of work at guard. Which tells you, obviously, they think Biadasz is going to be the everyday starting center, which he is. But that Stromberg, you got to find a home for him. Both those guard spots are taken, too, with Allegretti and Sam Cosmi. Now, you always need depth, so this is a good problem to have. but he's found himself a little bit of an odd man out situation on an interior that I think is shaping up all right. My confidence in the interior is growing and is growing quickly that these three can get the job done. Allegretti, Biotish, and you know I love Cosmi. That's my guy. Awad's in the studio. I'm sure he hears me talking about my guy so much. Sam Cosmi gets his name dropped more on MP on the mic than any other Commanders focused show in America. I promise you that. But the questions are still at the tackles. And Cornelius Lucas, you know, longtime backup. Can he be a full-time left tackle for a guy like Jaden Daniels who struggles under pressure and is going to see a lot of it? And then, of course, Andrew Wiley on the other side, who did not have a stellar season last year despite being with his guy in Eric Bieniemy, a Kansas City guy. He should have adapted to that better than anybody. So big questions remain on the offensive line. But probably would love to have one more receiver emerge. If that's Jahan Dotson or Luke McCaffrey, awesome. You got the solution in-house, but you need one more target there. But I think Jaden Daniels is showing all the things you want him to show, and that's not just off-season hype. This guy's got the signs of being the real deal in terms of his knowledge, his composure, his ability to make a play out there. Still plenty of questions, including durability and the talent around him and the offensive line. But I've really been impressed by what I've seen from Jaden Daniels. And y'all who listen to this show a lot know I don't come on here and gush about guys. I don't come on here and dole out the praise like that. I've been genuinely very impressed by Jaden Daniels and what he's brought to the table so far this year. We got two segments left.
Mike Savetics of Front Page Bets breaks down this week's lines and action in college and pro football.
Oh, yeah, we're back. My guy Mike Savetics on the line from Front Page Bets. You've made the trek up to Ashburn. When you got the job at the newspaper, you made the trek up to Ashburn. I noticed you didn't make a lot more treks up to Ashburn after you experienced 95.
Yeah, no, I paid my penance and got up there a few times, and then that was it. It was enough for me. I know you had it handled. You had it handled for the RTD, so I didn't need to come babysit you. You did it well. Yeah, no, but I do miss the Wegmans that we would eat at frequently. But other than that,
you know, that was before having Wegmans in Richmond, and that's like, I know, yeah. Richmond is the king of like the grocery store wars, and I respect everybody's got their opinions, but in the U-Crops vacuum, nobody touches Wegmans for my money.
It was the first time I'd been at a Wegmans, I believe. So I was walking around like, man, this place is crazy. Yeah, it was like the Taj Mahal of grocery stores. It was like if grocery stores were a Vegas casino, they'd be Wegmans.
And well, Vegas has, you know, all the, they would be, Wegmans would be like, you know, the Wynn or whatever, you know, the Bellagio, Aldi, yeah. And Lidl would be circus, you know, or you know, the off strip ones, where, hey, like, you're, it's 3-2 blackjack still, but you know, they haven't painted the walls in a while.
No, you can't beat that. You know, and I'm always looking for like the $5 mins at the blackjack table, so I'm good with Aldi and Lidl. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. What I love about Aldi in particular, like they have the random item of the day where you walk in and it's like, yeah, it's a 28-piece tool set. We're selling them today. We won't tomorrow. Tomorrow we've got we've got ladies' pantyhose. We bought a lot of it. Here it is. It's sitting on the table.
I always like the beer selection too at the Aldi. It's like, you know, it's like, you know, you go to a grocery store and instead of Dr. Pepper, it's like Dr. Thunder or, you know, Dr. Check or Mr.
Mountain
Check or
Roar.
You know, right. Exactly. Yeah. The Mountain Lightning is always my favorite, but the Walmart special, but, you know, you go to Aldi and the beer is like, you know, it's like Dud Light, you know, it's like, you know, there's never, it's Bud Light, but it's not really Bud Light. And it's like, you know,
the knockoff beer.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about sports with Mike Svetitz.
Of course.
We got an intern this summer. His name's Marlon. He's been doing, he's previewing an NFL team for us every day. And then he tells us they're over under for the year and we hit it over or under. So, yeah, I don't. Okay. Don't worry, even in your absence, gambling content continues here on 910 The Fan. Let's stick with NFL for a second, because I love this Aaron Rodgers story. He skips the mandatory practices this week. Non-excused absence. He'll be fined $16,000. Coming back from the torn Achilles. I feel like everybody's just like, yeah, Aaron Rodgers will be back. He's old and he tore his Achilles, like, and he's skipping practices. Are like, can we have more red flags here?
Yeah, it's a lot different when Tom Brady skips and doesn't show up for, like, you know, 2 weeks during camp. It's a lot different when Aaron Rodgers does the same thing, coming off, like you said, that torn Achilles, over 40 or close to 40, however old he is. You know, your body doesn't rebound. You know, like, I mean, I woke up yesterday and I felt like, you know, I just, like, pulled some weeds outside and I felt like I was going to die. So I don't know how you come back from a torn Achilles and then not going warm up, especially with some new wide receivers. You've got a new offensive line. You've got some guys that you've got to start gelling with, and you got to start, and you haven't played football in almost a year. And so, yeah, he's the last guy that should be skipping practice. But hey, man, I guess when you're a 50-year veteran, and, you know, apparently, you know, the world revolves, the New York Jets at least revolve around him, you know, for the interim. So I guess you can do whatever you want when that's the case.
Look, Jets fans can handle it. They've been through a lot over the years. The people who really dodged a bullet are the people who produced Jeopardy, because for a minute there, he was an actual contender to host Jeopardy.
He was.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if the host of Jeopardy was hanging out with the guy who's got a worm in his brain?
I mean, here's the deal. If you ever had a real life Saturday Night Live skit come to life, that is it. That's the Burt Reynolds, you know, Norm MacDonald, you know, Sean Connery and Will Ferrell, all like, that is that, right?
It's a big hat, Alex. It's funny because it's big.
It's funny.
There's a lovely suit, Trebek. Do they make it for men?
I can't say my favorite quote from that one, but yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Mike Smith, it's frontpagebets.com. You're loaded this week, though. U.S. Open, obviously, College World Series, not to mention Stanley Cup and NBA. What's intriguing you this week in the world of sports?
Yeah, and you also got the Euros. The Euros are starting on Friday as well, the European Soccer Championship. So, yeah, it's a busy time, as you know, Mike. You know, the dog days of summer aren't dog days much anymore, especially with these big tentpole events. I mean, when you have U.S. Open coming back to Pinehurst for the first time in 10 years. What a historic, one of the best golf courses in the world. And you know, kind of the PGA, the USGA and the U.S. Open crown jewel. You know, with the way Scottie Scheffler was playing and the way, you know, the season is kind of shaping up, this is going to be, you know, the toughest test in golf for probably the best golfer we've seen since Tiger Woods was in his prime. I mean, I hate to put that mantle on somebody without, you know, it's only been really in the PGA Tour for 4 or 5 years playing this competitively. But Scottie Scheffler is just, and if it wasn't for a, you know, outside the Valhalla on Friday morning of the PGA Championship, this dude might actually have two majors under his belt coming into the third. And so I think it's just going to be interesting to watch the golf course. From what I've read and seen on social media, the greens are as crazy as they've ever been. You know, somebody said it's like trying to hit, you know, trying to stop a golf ball on top of a VW bug. You know, it's just one of those hard places to play. The greens are incredibly fast. And so I'm looking forward to seeing the U.S. Open. Always a treat on Father's Day, you know, to be able to watch that and, you know, enjoy that, you know, on the only day dads really get. I mean, come on, let's be honest. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. Obviously, College World Series in Omaha, and that's great for us and Lee Enterprises, because, you know, we have a newspaper out there, the Omaha World Herald, so that's kind of, you know, home game for us a little bit, and Front Page Bets being able to you know, get our content, and for, you know, kind of the college baseball world, and, you know, and everybody loves watching that, so that's really good to get that out there. Tennessee's the favorite, you know, but it's crazy because there's only been one overall seed that's won the national championship since 1999, and that was Miami. And so can Tennessee, the top seed in the country, the number one overall seed, you know, can they kind of break that streak and get a national championship? It would be their first baseball championship. So I'm looking forward to that as well. So, yeah, a lot going on. I said soccer. And also the first NASCAR race ever in Iowa.
Oh.
Iowa Corn 350.
Are they racing through the cornfields? Is this a Field of Dreams situation?
How awesome would that be? It's right next to – it would be awesome if it was right next to the Field of Dreams, and you just run through that. Like, that. How awesome would that be?
Just cut down the corn. How are, yeah, I mean, feels doable to me.
Yeah. I feel like this was a Cars. Didn't Lightning McQueen do this in one of the Cars movies?
They'll be racing for the Piston Cup this week in NASCAR.
I feel like this has potential, Mike.
I love it. We're
solving a couple Aldis out there in the corners, and we'll be good.
We're solving all the world's problems, Mike Spetitz. Now, you're our former colleague, I think still your colleague, Mike Barber, was on the ACC Network last night, and they asked him about the College World Series, and he predicted that the ACC would win the College World Series, but an SEC team would win the Jell-O Shot Challenge that they do every year at the bars in Omaha.
Okay, well, I mean, my guy, we all know Mike is you know, one of the best sports reporters in the country, but it's really going to be – that's really a stretch when there's only two conferences in the College World Series. One of them's going to win the national championship, and one of them's going to win the Jell-O Shot Contest. So, Barber really going out on a limb there. But I would say, if I had to put my money on the Jell-O Shot, it would definitely be a team from the SEC. Absolutely.
The host on the ACC Network acted like offended, like, hey, we can party too. And Mike shut her down pretty quickly, like, not at their level, you can't. Kentucky's there. You think y'all are hanging at a Kentucky level? You are not.
If the shots were bourbon shots, especially, like, if it was like, you know, instead of like vodka in it, if it was like bourbon, yeah, it's just hands down. But, you know, what was it, LSU last year, the year, but one year
LSU is the record holder. They're not there this year.
I mean,
but
4 million,
you know, I think our best hope as an ACC is going to be Florida State. UVA is not going to contend. Florida State, they've got the right mentality. They could maybe represent.
I feel like NC State would kind of be a sleeper pick, though. I feel like, you know, that could be a sleeper, but definitely Florida State's your best chance. I mean, here's the deal. Is it Tennessee? Is it going to be, you know, Kentucky? I don't know. Florida. I mean, you know, you get a bunch of those
Tennessee
those from Gainesville down there. I mean, hey. It's going to be interesting to watch. I think I might watch the Jell-O Shot board before, you know, more than I watch the actual College World Series.
Give me NC State on a per capita basis. I just don't think enough of them are going to be there. They don't bring those caravans like the Southern schools do. But on a per capita basis, yeah, those guys can get after it.
Well, you know, what a season for NC State for the program, right? National championship, you know, Final Four for the basketball. Now you're in the College World Series, like. I don't know. It's a lot going on down there in Raleigh.
No doubt. They have to share the stage with UNC, too, which makes it extra juicy, right? You got a little rivalry there in Omaha. Mike Svetitz, the website is frontpagebets.com. There's lots of great information on there. For everything we mentioned, glad we got some U.S. Open talk in. We haven't done that yet in today's show. You know they love to make that course hard down there. That's going to be a ton of fun at Pinehurst. So get to frontpagebets.com. Mike, thank you. Look forward to checking in with you later this summer.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Michael.
Awesome. There he goes, and there we go. We'll come back. We'll give away tickets to Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan in the next segment. We'll do some Commanders observations before that day is over, and we'll give you a baseball update as well. This is 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. Thanks, everybody who called. Two more chances to win this week, tomorrow and Friday. Tickets to see Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson out there in Virginia Beach. Great prizes. Look, it takes a team to do this. Hazel's back at the studio. Always appreciate their efforts and just the promotions team that gets us these great giveaways to give to you. We've got, obviously, Great tickets this week. We had the Wing Fest last week. AWOD was giving away Dave Matthews tickets. We like to make it worth your while to listen here on 910 The Fan. I think we do so. We're live in Ashburn today. Commanders, day two of minicamp practice, but that does not mean we can't talk about other sports. We mentioned the Washington Mystics won. I'm wearing that. I said they were going to go 0-36. As soon as I said that, they won a basketball game. Also talked about Joey Chestnut, of course, the big news of the day, that he is banned from the 4th of July hot dog eating contest. We got room for everything here. We pitch a big 10 at 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Of course, also noting that basketball legend Jerry West has died at the age of 86. He, of course, is silhouetted on the NBA logo, second highest Lakers scorer of all time behind Kobe Bryant. But closer to home, we've got Squirrels Baseball. They're on the road this week in New Hampshire. You hear them every night. First pitch tonight, 6:35. On The Fan, I believe it's time for a Squirrels update. Uh-oh, that sound could only mean one thing. It is the fifth consecutive loss for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Things have not been great. Four losses at home. They hit the road for a 12-day road trip yesterday against the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. They're not cats. They're a member of the Weasel family. Don't ever forget that. Fisher Cats below 500, Squirrels below 500, 3-1 win for the Fisher Cats. Here in the seventh inning, a little bit of a bright spot by Alaric Soulere for the Flying Squirrels. He had two of Richmond's five hits in the game. Here he is bringing in their only run in the seventh.
Here's the pitch, and a line shot back to right has Martinez backing, lunges at the wall, it's over his head, and it hits up off the fence. Cost comes around third, he hits home and scores standing. Throw goes to second base, Soulere's already there, he's got an RBI double, and the Flying Squirrels are on the board. A run home here in the seventh, and now a runner in scoring position trying to make this a one-score game.
All right, better luck tonight. You'll hear them 6:35 on The Fan. First pitch from Delta Dental Stadium in New Hampshire. If they don't call it the Big Tooth, I certainly hope they rectify that problem soon. Major League Baseball last night, I told you, I was fired up about this series between the Orioles and the Braves. Two really good second-place baseball teams. I know that's not exactly a great marquee slogan there. These two teams are behind the two best in the league right now. I'll throw the Dodgers out for a minute. I think they're probably third best. But it's the Phillies and the Yankees who are running the show right now. Both of these teams, the Orioles and Braves, are stuck behind them in the standings. Both very good in their own right, and the Orioles came out swinging last night.
The 0-2 pitch, stroked at the deep left center field. Racing after it is Kelnick. Will this one have enough? You bet it will! First at bat back, and Jorge Mateo with a weaver into the O's pen.
4-0, Orioles over the Braves. Jorge Mateo, the three-run homer to kick things off in the bottom of the second. Washington Nationals last night went to extras. It took 10, but Lane Thomas took care of business.
Chafin deals. Swinging a fly ball right field, sending the right fielder Perez back. He will make the catch. Both runners tag. The throw will go into second. And coming down the line to score is Jacob Young. And the Nationals are in front here in the 10th, 5-4.
That was the final score in Detroit, 5-4, as the Nationals continue their winning ways. One of the bright spots in D.C. sports right now, along with the Mystics, who are on a one-game winning streak, of course. These young Nats are fun to watch. They grind, they fight, they pull out some wins along the way. It's been a very entertaining season for them. Love to see the Nationals rebuilding with a young roster, but certainly competitive every night, which has been fun to watch. Phillies and the Red Sox last night. I mentioned the Phillies, hottest team in baseball. This is equally about what has happened in Boston. Look, I know the decades of futility, and I know that things weren't always going to be David Ortiz and Pedro and Martinez and World Series titles, but the way they've fallen off, as quickly as they've fallen off, they just couldn't hang with the Phillies last night. David Dahl here scoring on a Boston error.
1-2 pitch, swung on and hit on the ground to the right side. The second baseman, Valdez, over to his left. He has it. He throws it to first, and he doesn't catch it to Smith, and two runs are going to score. Harper came in, and then Stott followed him, as Dominic Smith just simply didn't catch it. And it's an error on Dom Smith, and two runs across for the Phils. Wow.
Just simply didn't catch it. That's never the description you want used about your play if you're a Major League Baseball player. What is going on with the Boston Red Sox? Pretty good division, too. Yankees and Orioles, and they are struggling against the Phillies right now. Lost the opener in that series yesterday. More baseball on tap today. And, of course, on 910 The Fan, you'll hear the Richmond Flying Squirrels tonight at 6:35. Other baseball we've got bookmarked is Friday, 2 p.m. That's when UVA takes the field in Omaha at the College World Series. Statue of the Creighton College World Series team featuring current UVA coach Brian O'Connor. He's immortalized outside the stadium, and he'll go for UVA's second title inside the stadium this weekend. 2 p.m. first pitch on Friday afternoon. That game against North Carolina. They're in a pod with North Carolina, Tennessee, the number one seed in America right now, and Florida State, of course, legendary baseball program down there. Those four programs, a combined 50 Omaha appearances at the College World Series. Very impressive. We're live in Ashburn today, day two of Washington Commanders mini camp out here, which means we'll have plenty to talk about tomorrow. We set the stage for the final day of mini camp practice. We'll do that from the home studio back in Richmond. I'm bookmarking this for tomorrow because I want to take a deeper dive on this because there's a lot going on here. ESPN, one of their analysts, Mike Clay, has put out his season projections for the year. So every player, you know, every projected stat, strength of schedule, everything going on this year. He ranked every position, every team at every position across the league. And he's actually got Jaden Daniels as the 14th most productive quarterback this year, which I know is your first question. And I think that if he stays healthy, if he can play well in the Cliff Kingsbury offense, that's the higher end. That's closer to the ceiling than the floor. I don't think that's ridiculous, though. What I do think is ridiculous, he says the Commanders linebackers are the number one linebacking unit in the entire National Football League. And so I'm going to dig in on this. We'll ask around. We gotta get to the bottom of this because I've been bearish on the back seven for the Commanders this year. They have unquestionably overhauled the unit, though. They have unquestionably brought in some talent. Am I sleeping on the Commanders linebacking core? Frankie Louvu here from Carolina, Bobby Wagner, who is, of course, Bobby Wagner, and then everybody else, everybody else is everybody else, Jordan McGee, Michael Walker. I'm not even counting Jamin Davis at this point, just because of how much he's lined up front. When we've watched practice, he is more of a defensive end right now than a linebacker. But am I sleeping on these guys? Is Bobby Wagner going to turn back time this year and have the season of his career? Maybe we'll reach out and get him on the program because that's a fascinating rating to me. That was a full head turner. None of the other ones got me quite like that one got me, ranking the number one linebacking unit in the league. He's also very big on their running backs. He likes the running back group, Brian Robinson Jr., Austin Eckler, Chris Rodriguez, and I certainly don't blame him for that. That is a quality unit as well. Down on the tight ends and down on the cornerbacks, also down on the edge rushers, although I think that's just a matter of it's a lot of unproven guys. They're going with a quantity, not quality approach there. Bottom line, I'm going to be talking a lot of Commanders this week because it's the final practices. Tomorrow's the final practice before they break for 6 weeks, and then we're back at training camp before you know it. We'll find plenty of other stuff to talk about between now and then. Looking forward to a little crosstalk. It's been a sporadic week of crosstalk. We will fix that momentarily with our guy, AWOD. We have one more segment, AWOD noon to 3. Grant and Danny drive you home. Squirrels baseball tonight. You know where you are. It's 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Home Stretch live from Ashburn on this Wednesday. Practice starts at 1 p.m. We'll hear from players afterward. We'll hear from defensive coordinator Joe Witt, I believe, today as well. We will relay those things to you during tomorrow's program. It'll be 10 a.m. to noon. It'll be live on 910 The Fan. It'll be in Crystal Clear FM at 105.1 FM. It'll be on the podcast. Just search MP on the mic on all major podcast platforms, and you know it will be on the Odyssey app with the rewind button. All right, haven't done crosstalk in a minute. Let's hit that sweet, sweet crosstalk sounder.
Two hosts enter.
Let's get it on right now, all right?
Two hosts will also leave, but in between, all bets are off. This is Crosstalk with MP and AWOD.
Okay, let's get this show on the road.
Adam, NBA action, but a league obviously talking about the loss of Jerry West today, dies at the age of 86. Here's my Jerry West stat. Look, he's the NBA logo. He made a zillion all-star teams, all of that. He was named MVP of the NBA Finals in a year where his team lost. Anytime you get one of those stats, it's like, okay, that guy did something. I just can't see that happening anymore. But maybe that's just how impressive it was.
He was really impressive. I mean, obviously everybody knows him as the logo. I actually read his book last year, West by West. It is really good. You know, he didn't like the portrayal of him in Winning Time, but I kind of think it was accurate after reading the book. He was a troubled individual. He was very upset about things, and that's part of what made him so great, was he was always determined to beat the Celtics, right? Or to beat whoever the opponent was. And, he was a feisty guy, fiery, on the court, off the court, and that's why he was such a great GM as well.
I didn't love how many people didn't love Winning Time who were involved with it. Like, I just think, you know, it was a faithful recreation. It was an entertaining show. I get that people were probably sensitive to how they were portrayed, but I think that show caught a lot more flack than it deserved.
Yeah, I mean, Kareem didn't like how he was portrayed. Magic didn't like how he was portrayed. Jerry West didn't like how they were portrayed. I read the book. I watched the show. I think it was pretty accurate. Now, I didn't live through the 80s, but it seemed pretty accurate.
That's kind of where I'm at, too. Washington Commanders mini camp out here day two today. I've been lavishing praise on Jaden Daniels. I know you're following everything with the Commanders, obviously. Give me your early impressions on how the fan base is feeling about Jaden Daniels. You take a lot of calls during your show. You do the Richmond Commander every day at 1. How do you think the fans are receiving Jaden Daniels so far?
As long as he can stay healthy, we're going to love him. I think that's the number one thing that I've gotten here, touching base with the fans, especially when I take my phone calls on Saturday in D.C., is everybody still has PTSD from Robert Griffin III and how great 2012 was and then how bad it was after that injury. And so with Jaden, it's all about, hey, can he take these hits and get right back up again?
Man, that's just so true. And, you know, everything comes back to Robert in the past, right? Because we loved unreservedly, and then we were burned in equal amount, right? It does.
But Michael, I don't even think it's just Robert. I think it's Alex Smith and then Ryan Fitzpatrick, right? I mean, Carson Wentz wasn't good even when he was healthy, but then he broke his finger, right? So we just haven't had a healthy quarterback in a while.
I mean, there hasn't been a quarterback who has united the fan base in a really long time either, right? Even because Taylor Heineke was fun, but he was never like that kind of like transcendent star or anything like that. I think everybody sees the potential here. Jaden could be that guy, but nobody wants to say that out loud. Nobody wants to dive into that pool just yet.
No, totally right about that, Michael. Totally right, man.
Yeah. AWOD joins us noon to 3 today. Lots to talk about, of course, in his world as we barrel towards the College World Series. Joey Chestnut kicked off the 4th of July hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, Michael, let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
Could something change between today and July 4th that would let him compete?
Here's where I'm at on that front. They make hot dogs and people eat them. It doesn't feel like you would need 3 weeks of lead-up time to put an extra seat up there and cook some hot dogs. Feels like you could do that on pretty short notice. Do you think we might be setting up a WWE style, you know, like pops out of the, you know, pops out of the grave kind of situation on July 4th morning?
It kind of seems like that. Or actually, I mean, I just think this story has legs here that we're going to hear people talk. I mean, it's June 12th. We're waiting for July 4th, right? So there is time here for Nathan's to change their mind. Or, I mean, Joey Chestnut, like, everybody hears me talk about this all the time. He's the Michael Jordan of eating competitions. If he wanted to, he could put on his own hot dog eating competition on July 5th and probably get more viewers.
You know what I mean?
Like, he could do his own thing.
Have you ever actually watched the competition?
Absolutely. I've seen him do many. I think I saw him do churros once, ice cream, hoagies, and of course the hot dogs.
To me, and Joey Chestnut's a star and he's the GOAT, the announcer is what really makes that. Like, they've got an announcer who throws himself into it.
Yeah, no, for sure. And the rivalry, right? That one guy that beat him that one year. And then
Kobayashi, maybe?
Yeah, Kobayashi, yeah.
Kobayashi is retired from competitive eating. So if Joey...
I saw that.
If Joey Chestnut is not... If they follow through on not allowing him to compete, we would have a new winner for the first time in decades. This would be, you know, parallels to tennis, right? Dawning of a new era.
If there's no Kobayashi, if there's no Joey Chestnut, sign up Stubb. Let him eat.
Let Stubb eat.
Yeah.
Let Stubb eat. Hashtag let Stubb eat. 910 the fan. I think Stubb, what is it? Is it 5 minutes? How long do they get? Is it 5 minutes of stuff in your face?
You know, I actually don't know. It's probably five, maybe 10, but yeah.
Oh, 10's just so long. 10's kind of like too long. Might be 10 though. How many do you think Stubb could knock down in 5 minutes? Because I think he's got 20 for sure.
It is 10 minutes since 2008.
10 minutes.
If we're giving Stubb the 5 minutes, though, 8 hot dogs would be my guess. 8 dogs.
I think he could be that. With 10, though, like, that's a marathon. That's not a sprint. Like, I could pound him for a couple minutes, but to still be going in minute 9, that's testing the human limits right there.
Well, yeah. I mean, 10 minutes, it's disgusting. And that's why you have all of them do the dump the bun in the water, which just, it's so cringy. And I mean, when I see that, I'm like, you're kind of ruining the spirit of the competition because there's no way it tastes good anymore. You know?
Agreed. We got to step aside. AWOD Radio up next. 3 hours of it. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.